Unit 8, The Long Way Home. The homing instinct drives the salmon great distances. The fish may be 1,000 miles from home. It is probably off the coast of Chile or Peru. Suddenly it heads northward. It is looking for the freshwater stream where it was spawned. Hundreds of streams flow into the sea. All of them contain fresh water. All are very much like the stream where the salmon was born. But it passes all these. It swims day and night, mile after mile, but then it takes a right turn. There is no hesitation. This is my home stream, it seems to think. I can smell it. This is the mystery. The fish was 5 inches long when it left. It weighed about 1 pound. It was gone about 3 years. How does it know exactly where to go? Now a new vigor enters its body. Rapids and waterfalls cannot stop it. It leaps and swims against the current. It can leap 10 feet. It can leap into a waterfall and with its powerful tail leap again. If it fails the first time, it tries over and over. There are men on the banks with rods. The salmon ignores all bait and food. It has only one mission in mind. It swims to find the clear water of its birth. It will find it, not by sight, but by taste and smell. The salmon is now upstream. Here the water does not run so swiftly. The salmon is almost home. Here is my side streamlet, it seems to think. The water is just a few feet deep. Finally, the trip is over. But the salmon does not rest. Instead, it starts its nest. The nest is called a red. The salmon's tail and body swish hard. Mud, plants, and stones are scattered by the movement. The salmon clears a spot 5 to 6 feet across. Now a clean and dustless nest can be built.